You're listening to Greater LA from KCRW, the show that connects you to the people and places of Southern California. Hey there, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Today, off to a neighborhood just east of Venice Beach, to a strip of bungalows where you can smell the fresh salt air, and where once a week, artists, influencers, and tourists from around the world flock here to see one thing.
An entire home that has been turned into an art project. Like, there is no lawn, there are no garden beds. Every single piece of furniture, every single part of the house, both inside and out, is completely transformed into a piece of mosaic work.
Madeline McHugh is describing the Mosaic Tile House. You may have seen it on Instagram, or maybe you know it from the hundreds of viral TikToks. And if you're in the area on a Saturday afternoon, you can check it out for yourself. That's what reporter Olivia Richard did recently. She brings us this story of creativity, love, and lots of tile.
Approaching the home, the first thing you see is a triangular roof rising into the sky. Every inch of it covered in mirrors, glass, and handmade tiles. Walking through the gate, you feel like Alice emerging into a wonderland.
The vibe of the yard is still there. Like, it still feels like a yard, but they've completely covered it in tile. They've completely covered their fence in tile and knickknacks.
Madeline McHugh works here on Saturdays, handling the tourists. She walks towards the house, which is covered in steel structures, hand-painted tiles, strings of bottle caps, and artfully arranged knickknacks from across the city. A 6-foot tile panda guards the front door. Across from the panda, psychedelic blue tiles cover a portico and water fountain sculpted out of winding towers of clay and steel.
And it's everywhere. It's not like there's like little blank spots.
There's a heart-shaped bathtub and even a steel-welded dragon that wraps around the fence. All in all, the home can be a lot to take in.
It's like there's nothing that you see anywhere. I keep thinking that there's gonna be
inside
like, oh,
the kitchen is a whirlwind. There's no cabinets, no drawers, just a few rainbow ceramic shelves. There's so much color and energy, the room practically glows, even with the lights off. This place is the love child of artist Gonzalo Duran and his wife Sherry Pan. The Mosaic House is their home. And for nearly 3 decades, the pair have been inscribing their love for each other on its walls. They laugh and joke and can hardly keep their hands off each other. They say when you know, you know. And to hear Sherry tell it, she knew instantly with Gonzalo. So she went for it.
I was buying paint and he was selling paint. And I reached over the counter and started kissing him.
That kiss back in 1992 could have been the end of it, but...
Well, see, if you kiss anybody, that's the beginning of something. And I didn't even know he was an artist for some months. And then it turns out he went to Chouinard Art Institute. So all the boxes got ticked for me.
Sherry, who makes each and every tile by hand, has been working with paint for nearly 63 years. While Gonzalo, who has a master's in fine art, specializes in painting and constructing automaton sculptures. They bought the house in 1994. Back then, it had drab brown walls, but the pair set out transforming it, using each other as their muses. For instance, a recent mechanical creation of Gonzalo's depicts a man holding an oar, sitting in what looks to be a bathtub, surrounded by colored jewels and photos of Sherry. As you turn the hand crank, the man begins to row back and forth. The piece tells of the day Sherry fell overboard while kayaking at the beach, and of how Gonzalo jumped in to pull her out. Throughout the years, the couple's creative process hasn't changed all that much.
Well, I make the tile and make sure everything's going. And it's basically a honey-do project because I'll say, hon, we need this wall fixed. We need a bench here. We need this, that. And then I let him go. And he makes the forms.
Every inch of Gonzalo's work surface is covered in tools, glass, and tile.
Well, that's a nice sound.
Gonzalo says, Even at nearly 85 years old, he's still trying to find ways to be innovative.
There's always the next project. I mean, you wake up and then you're full of ideas.
The house was busy on a recent Saturday with tourists paying $20 for a tour.
I mean, for heaven's sakes, Kazakhstan and Siberia have been here.
Shen Liu is visiting all the way from Southeast China. Having been to Spain and loved the art there, she made a point to come check out the mosaics here in Venice.
I have been to Barcelona before, and this house reminds me of the art of Gaudi. Yeah.
Sherry says she hopes one day the home will eventually become a sanctuary and studio for local artists.
It needs to stay open to the public, and it needs to be a living studio. That's what I want for it. It just became very clear it's too tempting to sell, and then it gets torn down. That can't happen.
She wants to inspire a new generation of talent. In the back garden, she's dedicated a portion of wall to the creations and installations of younger mosaic artists. Each new tile on the gate adds to a dynamic love story too big for four walls. For KCRW, I am Olivia Richard.
Let's go!